Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Aquaculture, it's not for everyone, and it is not a get-rich-quick opportunity by any means. That was the takeaway I got from a recent chat with Kentucky Ag Department Aquaculture Coordinator Angela Caparelli. She says fish farming isn't high profile, but that the growing trend to buy local is adding strength to demand and interest in production.
Well, for years, people hadn't really considered where their seafood came from. And recently, with the whole, some of the scares coming in on imported fish and meat, people really want to know where their food is coming from. So the closer it's grown to home, the more confidence they can have in the safety of it.
At an aquaculture field day last fall, I mentioned that part of the focus there was the opportunity for some to grow game fish, to be stockers. She says for some that will work. For others, selection of a specific aquaculture enterprise depends on a farm's resources.
It is an opportunity, but we don't want to limit anyone based on the topography of their land. So there's always a species they could grow, whether that's cage culture in an existing farm pond or a huge reservoir growing paddlefish. To the medium, small size where you have a little hills where you could only build a half acre pond, maybe shrimp would be the best option for them. So depending on the topography dictates and water source dictates the type of species they'd be able to grow. But there's niches for everything out there.
More on the lure of fish farming in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Commercial aquaculture in Kentucky, says the State Ag Department's Angela Caparelli, is only about 20 years old. And while it hasn't been widespread in popularity, it will, she believes, develop a larger niche as an ag income producer here.
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Worldwide, it's the fastest growing sector of agriculture. The U.S., it's a little bit more difficult because of our environmental regulations, but I think we're going to see some of that be more proactive to help people get into it and grow locally.
She says she enjoys her role as aquaculture coordinator and stands ready to assist any who inquire.
I've always been in fish culture or commercial fisheries. It's been a great career. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad I'm in Kentucky, and I see nothing but growth right now. It's small. It's not going to be huge amounts, but don't forget, we're a equivalent to where chicken was 100 years ago.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.